Hey guys, welcome back to That Canadian Podcast. I'm That Canadian and your host, Sam. It's Freaky Friday, which means we get to talk about some freaky stuff today. The stories I've gathered for you today are allegedly true hitchhiking stories from Reddit. I'm going to be reading them to you in first person as it was written in the post. I'm also going to be telling you who posted it and what the title of the post is. This first story was posted by The Best Jeans, and it was called Never Ever Pick Up a Hitchhiker. So this was told to me by an old family friend, Nikki, numerous times as a kid growing up, as one of those life advice stories to keep in mind through the years. And to her credit, I've never forgotten it. Whenever anything associated with hitchhiking comes up, it always springs to mind, and probably always will. It makes me ill whenever I think about it. Nikki grew up at the same time as my dad, so this was about early 80s, I believe. She was a young woman in her 20s. She's one of those real kind-hearted souls, always willing to help another out in a time of need. I can't imagine her being anything other than that when she was younger, so I totally see her doing this. She was driving into the city, about a 2 hour or so drive from town. She saw a man walking down the side of the road. As she got closer to him, he turned and stuck out his thumb, asking for a ride. Bless her heart, pulled over and asked him if he needed any help. She told me that he was really polite, if not a bit shy, when he asked for a lift into the city. Nikki gave a smile and popped open the passenger door. When he got in, he tossed his bag into the back seat and buckled up for the ride ahead. They talked pleasantly for most of the trip, about friends, the news, etc. You know, happy small talk. She felt that they were getting on really well, and even bought him dinner at the pit stop a little over halfway there. She said he seemed really flustered and awkward when she paid, but one of the things they had talked about was money and how he was pretty strapped for cash, which is why he was hiking in the first place. But he eventually relented and they went on their way. As soon as they got into the city, he thanked her profusely for the ride and the food and asked her to be dropped off once they hit downtown. Before getting out, he asked for Nikki's phone number so he could contact her someday and catch up. Thrilled at the prospect of knowing how her new friend was faring, Nikki wrote it down for him and drove off with the warm feeling of a good deed done. Now, I'm sorry if you were expecting something creepy to have happened by now, but I think this is what freaked me out so much as a kid. How nice everything seemed to have worked out. Nikki gets this crease in her forehead and a funny look in her eye when she tells me the next part. A week later, she got a phone call from her driving buddy. He didn't let her get a word in edgewise after hello, and told her that she should thank God she was raised by such nice people, because when he first got in her car, he was planning on raping and murdering her once they got to that pit stop, that he was going to steal the car and dump her body in the ditch further down the road and go on his merry way. But after she talked with him so kindly and treated him to dinner with a smile on her face, he couldn't bring himself to do it. He didn't think that he could live with himself after doing that to such a nice lady. Then he said, "Please, please, Nikki, please, never, ever pick up another hitchhiker." Then he hung up the phone. Nikki never got a call from him again, and when she tried redialing the number he called from, she reached a payphone. "And so, Mr. Hitchhiker, I know I'm never going to meet you, because I'm going to listen to the advice you gave your driving buddy, and never, ever pick up a hitchhiker." Now, I don't know about you guys. I've never really thought about picking up a hitchhiker, but after I first read this story, I knew that I would never even consider it. Our next story was posted to Reddit by user That's a Padlin. In the late 70s, my uncle was studying medicine at the University of Chicago. After a morning class, he decided that he would hitchhike back home to Lincoln Park on the north side instead of paying for a taxi. A man drove up in a Plymouth Satellite and offered my uncle a ride. The man looked normal and seemed friendly, lighthearted even. So my uncle got in the car and they started driving towards Lakeshore Drive. However, once they got there, the man drove south on Lakeshore instead of north towards Lincoln Park. My uncle told the man that he was going the wrong way and to turn around and head north. The man looked at my uncle, put his hand on his knee and said, "No, son, you're coming with me," and smiled darkly at him. My uncle froze in panic, and when they hit traffic near the South Shore, he quickly unlocked the passenger door and ran away without looking back. A year or two later, my uncle was flipping through the TV channels when he saw an interview with the death row inmate. There was only an audio clip, but on it, he heard the interviewer ask the inmate why he removed all the door handles from his car. And that's when the inmate replied, "The first time I tried to kill someone, I picked up a hitchhiking college student. And at some point, he figured out I was up to something, and as soon as we hit traffic, he jumped out of the car and got away. So, lesson learned, I removed all the door handles." Then, the station that was airing the interview showed a picture of this inmate, and it was at that moment my uncle knew that he was supposed to be the first victim of John Wayne Gacy. Now, like I said, that story was originally posted to Reddit by user That's a Padlin, but I actually found the story on TikTok from a user named Mr. Ballin. I've always been fascinated with the mind of serial killers and how it works and what drives them to commit the crimes that they commit. And I always think about their victims and the victims' families and how tragic it is that those people had to lose their lives and their loved ones. But I never actually thought about the people who could have been their victims. The people who escaped. This story really gave me chills. The next story was posted to Reddit by user Kieran404. It's titled, "True Hitchhiking Story." I'm a keen hiker, and living in the openness of the Australian outback, there's no shortage of trails. Usually, I go with my girlfriend, but she was working that day, and since I had the day off and it was the perfect day for hiking, I decided to go. It was already 3 p.m. when I got there, and the sun started to drop in the sky, but I thought I'd have plenty of time to do the entire walk. Things started off normally until around 4 p.m., and when the sky was starting to turn orange, I sat on a rock to have a drink, and that's when I felt something on my leg. I looked down, and surrounding my foot were three large huntsman spiders. Two of them bit my ankle. I yelled and shook them off. As they ran off, the pain set in. Being from this area, I'm no stranger to seeing huntsman spiders, and I know a bit about them, but I'd never been bitten by them before, so I was taken back by how painful it was. I tried to continue walking, but my ankle started to swell up bad. The sun was beginning to drop below the horizon, so I took out my phone and saw how far my car was. "Fuck's sake," I said to myself, partly due to the pain of my ankle and the distance I had to go, but there was a road about a 3-minute walk away from where I was. After a few minutes, I'd reached the road, and it was a lot quieter than I thought it was. There wasn't a car or noise to be seen or heard. I waited for what seemed like ages. By around 5:30 p.m., the sun was almost completely set, and the dark sky had begun to take over when I heard something. A car engine. I was so happy to see the headlights come into view, and I stuck out my thumb. But the car didn't stop, and instead, it drove right past me. I was annoyed, but then the same car slammed on its brakes and came to a halt just up the road. It started to reverse back towards me. It was a white Toyota Land Cruiser, and the driver rolled down the window. "You need a lift?" "Yeah, that would be great, thanks." I told him the name of the car park, and we set off. He saw that I was in pain, and when he asked what was wrong, I told him. He then offered me a bottle of Pepsi, which I happily took. I drank it almost immediately. After around 5 minutes, I began to feel weird, like I was going to pass out. The last thing I remember was the car turning around and a sharp turn before I passed out. I woke up in a hospital bed with my girlfriend, parents, my brother, and a police officer around me. I was confused, but the officer explained what happened. The guy that picked me up was a wanted criminal who had done the same thing to many other people and taken them back to an abandoned farmhouse where he would murder the victims and chop up their bodies before dumping them in a nearby river. The reason he got pulled over was because an officer saw him speeding and pulled him over. I'm just grateful he got caught, and that I'm still here today. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm sufficiently creeped out. If you have any scary stories or freaky stories that you'd like to share with me, Leave a comment on today's episode. You can find it on thatcanadianpodcast.ca. If you're listening in on Spotify, you can't leave a comment here, so make sure you check out my Instagram, thatcanadianpodcast, send me a DM, or leave a comment in the picture for today's episode. And unfortunately, our new SD card has yet to arrive in the mail, so there will not be a Movie Monday. However, I will be back next Friday for a Freaky Friday episode. Thank you so much for listening today, guys. This has been That Canadian Podcast. I am That Canadian. Don't pick up hitchhikers, don't go hitchhiking, and stay safe out there.